Today, I want to talk about something important, something that comes up a lot in the 90-day masculine confidence intensive program I do. And I've had this conversation a lot lately. It's about when we make a mistake, when we start feeling our mojo, when we start feeling a little bit too much of it, perhaps. When we do this work, we get to a point where we start feeling really kind of confident, kind of clear, like we just put on a pair of night vision goggles or a new pair of glasses. We develop a new perspective for what is possible. We start to feel our own value. We start to feel self-respect. We start to see a future of possibility that we can have no matter what anybody says or does. Part of my story, when I started to feel my mojo, when I started to feel really clear about what I believed and what I wanted and what I expected and where I was going to go, and all the work that I had done with other men in my life brought me to this point toward the end of my marriage when I got crystal clear what I wanted, and I probably went too fast. I started making demands. I wrote a letter, which is what a lot of you end up doing, is writing a letter for the first time from a point of clarity and confidence that you've never had before. And you start pushing women and pressuring them into wanting to join you right away in your newfound confidence and clarity, and they're not there yet. That's part of the mistake that we make when we feel our mojo too strongly. The urgency, it's about urgency, and it's about a clock that's ticking fast in our head. It's a tick, 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 tick kind of thing where we think if we don't act right away and tell everybody what it is we want, who we are, and how we feel, all of a sudden they can move even further away from us. This is important to you no matter where you are. Even if you are out of a relationship and starting a new one, this is a problem because all of a sudden you start coming across more boldly than you need to. You're starting to act like a cocky guy instead of a guy who actually knows who he is and where he's going. I've seen it happen with men on first dates. It also applies to you if you are just finding out your marriage is on the rocks and you do this work with me and you get really cocky and confident about how you want to talk to her now, what you want to say to her, and things come across a little too bold, a little too urgent. This process is all about relaxing. For the guys who fall into the category of starting to turn things around, either with new relationships or their existing relationship, when things start smoothing out for them, it's because they're patient. It's because they are really into their masculine strength. And if you remember what that is from a few videos back, that is a calm, deliberate, and pleased energy you have about yourself. It doesn't have an energy of expectation. It doesn't have an energy of pressure or disapproval or an energy of expecting other people to follow you. It's an energy of you expecting you to follow yourself and invite them to come along. How do you stay on track? How do you stay on track when you start getting the first glimpse of the first power surges of your mojo coming on? How do you keep it calm? How do you keep it deliberate? And how do you stay pleased with yourself so you're not pushing those around you? How you do it is by staying involved with us here in this brotherhood. How you do it is by coming to a meetup and sharing your stuff, to a retreat, or calling me for a phone call. They're always free, right? Or sign up for the 90-day confidence intensive. When you do that, you stay on track, you breathe, you relax into this. You know it's a process. The process itself is actually more important than any outcome that your heart desires. You have to know that to be successful. So that's what I wanted to share today. Don't make the mistake when you start feeling your mojo of trying to push it out into the world too quickly. Be careful with it. It's a very special power, and I want you to use it wisely. Thanks a lot, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.